Well, again, good morning, everybody. Some of the service may have seemed a little bit familiar to you. This is a service that the scripture and even the message really was planned for. What would it have been? May 16th, I think it was. You know, my mother-in-law passed away on the 15th. It would have been May 17th, was a Sunday. And I had this sermon printed out. We had the order of worship set. And so I called Bud and said, you know, are you able to do the service? And, so I had this sermon sitting on my desk. And since I've been away at the annual conference this week, I figured today would be a good day to pull it out. So we're just a couple weeks late in hearing this message. But I have a question for you this morning. How comfortable are you with silence? How comfortable are you with it? I imagine at one time or another, we have all played the silent game, you know, only to burst out with something after we just can't take it any longer. Or perhaps we have received the silent treatment because we did something we shouldn't have. You know, guys, don't point anywhere this morning. And as you get older, it becomes harder and harder to hear and to make out what someone might be saying to you. But you know, there are seasons in life when the heavens themselves seem silent. You pray and no answer seems to come. You wait, but nothing changes. You ask God for direction or for healing or for breakthrough, provision, reconciliation, and all you hear is silence. I mean, some of us know exactly what that feels like, and even perhaps you are in one of those seasons even now. You've asked God, and you've asked God, and you've asked God, and nothing. Because when God speaks, we feel secure. But when God is silent, we begin to wonder. When God's silent, we begin to ask ourselves questions like, did he forget me? Did I do something wrong? Is God still working? Does God even care? You know, the Bible is full of people who have experienced the silence of God, but perhaps nowhere is it more dramatic than the period between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Our first scripture reading this morning from the book of Malachi, when Malachi spoke his final words, heavens went silent. There were no more prophets. There were no new revelation. There was no new fresh word from God. 400 years of silence. In that span of time, empires rose and fell. Generations lived and died. People prayed and prayed and prayed and probably wondered. And yet during that silence, God had not stopped working, because the silence that they experienced was not abandonment. The silence was about preparation. Because one day, after 400 years, heaven spoke again. And God broke the silence not through a king, but to an elderly priest standing in the temple offering incense before God. And the message was very simple. Redemption is coming. And so what does silence mean when we experience it? Well, I know this, that silence does not mean God's absence. Silence doesn't mean that God is absent. You know, those last words that are found in Malachi chapter 4, the people of Israel had returned from exile, but life was not what they expected. Right? The glory days of King David were long gone. spiritual passion had faded. The people were discouraged and weary. That's when Malachi closes with these words, "See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes." And then silence. For 400 years, four centuries, there was no prophetic voice. Think about that. 400 years is longer than the history of the United States. 400 years is almost as long as the Cleveland Browns have been waiting to win the Super Bowl. Now imagine generation after generation after generation hearing these stories about what God used to do, but seeing no new prophetic movement. Parents told their children about Moses parting the Red Sea. Grandparents spoke about Elijah calling down fire from heaven. The people sang about David and remembered the glory of Solomon's temple. But no new prophet rose. No one to say, "Thus saith the Lord." And in this time, the people still worshiped. They still gathered. They still read scripture. When the heaven seems quiet, silence has a way of testing our faith. It is easy to trust God when prayers are answered quickly. It is harder to trust him when nothing seems to be happening. It's easy to worship when miracles are visible. It's a lot harder to worship when the heavens seem to close. Yet some of the deepest faith is formed not in moments of breakthrough, but in seasons of waiting. Anybody can praise God after the walls fall, but it takes a mature faith to keep marching around Jericho before anything happens. You know, I have found that some of the holiest words I've ever heard spoken were spoken in those hard, dark, silent moments before someone says, "I still trust in him." Not because life was easy, not because the answers were obvious, but because their faith was anchored in the character of God and not in the circumstances that surround them. Because here's what Scripture teaches us, that God's silence never means God's absence. That just because God is quiet doesn't mean that God is inactive. When the heavens seemed silent, God was moving history towards redemption. And during those 400 years, Alexander the Great conquered most of the known world. And as a result of Alexander's conquests, Greek became the dominant language. After the fall of Alexander's kingdom, the Roman Empire emerged out of Italy and became the dominant powerhouse in the world. And because of Rome's dominance, Roman peace spread. Roman roads were built to connect the nations. And what looked like ordinary political history was actually divine preparation. Because a common language would help spread the gospel, and the Roman roads would become the pathways that these missionaries would take. Because in this time, God was preparing the world for the coming of Jesus. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 says, But when the right time came, God sent his Son. Not late, not early, but exactly at the right time. Because sometimes God works most powerfully when we cannot see him clearly. And so even if you may feel forgotten today, know that God has not abandoned you. That the silence you may be experiencing is actually preparation. I also know that God often works in the hidden places. And when the silence finally breaks in Luke chapter 1, it happens in an unexpected place and to an unexpected people. Luke introduces us to a priest named Zechariah and to his wife Elizabeth. Now listen to how Scripture describes them both. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, but they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. These two were faithful people, and yet they carried with them a lot of disappointment. Right, in their culture, infertility carried a deep sorrow and often a deep shame. Zechariah and Elizabeth, I'll guarantee you, they prayed for years. They cried out to God month after month, year after year. And at some point, the praying might have stopped, simply because it hurt too much to keep asking for what they wanted so desperately. And isn't that where some of us live? Right? We live in this place of wondering. We live in this place of hurt. We get caught up feeling faithful, but disappointed. We feel trusting, but tired. We still pray, and we still wonder. And then, one ordinary day, Zechariah is chosen to enter into the temple and to burn incense to the Lord in the Holy of Holies. This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a priest. And it's there where the angel Gabriel appears and says, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer." Here's what I don't want you to miss. God heard these prayers that had been likely prayed decades before. God's silence was not indifference. God had been listening the entire time. You know, not only would Elizabeth bear a son, but that son would be John the Baptist, the forerunner who was to prepare the way of the Messiah. And what an incredible reminder that God does some of his best work in hidden places. Right, while the world was focused on Rome and power and politics and empires, God was preparing redemption through an elderly couple that no one noticed. Because this is how God works. He works quietly and slowly, hidden beneath the surface. Like seeds growing underground before they break the soil. And I get it. I'm sure you get it. I've been there. We get frustrated because we don't see any visible progress happening. But just because we can't see it doesn't mean that growth isn't happening. And when we plant, the roots are what grow first. And that's all out of our sight. You know, perhaps God is strengthening our character before expanding our ministry, before expanding our influence. He may be deepening your your faith before he opens the next door. He may be teaching dependence before bringing deliverance. You know, perhaps God is preparing you for something deeper than you realize. And thirdly, God's delays are not God's denials. You know, one of the hardest truths in spiritual life is this: God's timing is rarely our timing. We want immediate answers, but God often works through long processes. Zechariah and Elizabeth probably stopped expecting a miracle years and years before, right? Because humanly speaking, that opportunity had passed, right? In addition to scripture saying that they were old, which I think is a cheap shot, in addition to saying that they were old, it also says that Elizabeth was unable to have children. And yet God steps in at the impossible moment. We wonder why. Because God specializes in bringing life where hope is dead. The delay wasn't denial. The delay was simply part of the testimony. Right? Throughout Scripture, we see this pattern over and over and over again. Abraham and Sarah waited decades for Isaac. Joseph waited years in prison before a promotion. Israel waited centuries before deliverance from Egypt. Hannah wept before Samuel was born. Lazarus remained in the tomb for 4 days before Jesus arrived. The disciples waited through the grief of Saturday before Resurrection Sunday came. I think it's safe to say that waiting is one of God's primary tools of formation in our lives. In our humanity, we usually think that we think the goal is the answer. God thinks the goal is who we're becoming while we're waiting. Now, sometimes God delays because he is preparing us for something bigger than we asked for. When Zechariah and Elizabeth prayed for a child, God gave them a prophet. Israel prayed for deliverance from Rome, and God sent a savior for the world. You may think that God is saying no when he is actually preparing you for something even greater. And lastly, when God speaks, it changes everything. Right? So for 400 years of silence, or after 400 years of silence, Gabriel announces that he, Zechariah, and Elizabeth's baby will go on before the Lord in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. Right? The statement connects it directly back to this prophecy that Malachi shared in his final words. God had not forgotten his promise. And eventually the silence would be shattered completely by the cry of a baby in Bethlehem. The God who seemed silent was preparing for salvation all along. You know, we often interpret silence as rejection, but in Scripture, silence is a space where God is preparing for the redemption that we haven't yet seen. So maybe today you are living in a silent season. You're praying, but nothing seems to be changing. You're waiting, but no answer comes. You're hoping, but you're growing weary. So don't mistake God's silence for his absence, because God may be doing something in you that you cannot see. Know that while you wait, God is still listening, that God is still moving, that God is still preparing for redemption. You know, that silence between Malachi and Luke felt endless, 400 years, older than our country. But at the appointed time, the heavens spoke. And when heavens spoke, it revealed that God had been working all along. So one day you're going to look back upon this season and realize that God was shaping you and preparing you, that God was arranging circumstances and building your faith. Perhaps the greatest challenge of these silent seasons is to continue to obey God before we see the results. I believe that kind of faith honors God greatly. Because anybody can follow God when the path is clear. But faithful endurance in silence becomes a powerful testimony to the world. Your waiting is not wasted. Don't lose heart in the silence. Keep praying. Keep trusting. Keep worshiping. Because the God who seems silent is closer than you think. And that sometimes the greatest or the quietest seasons become the birthplaces of the greatest miracles. So let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful work in us. It's in your name we pray. Amen. You know, I think one of the hardest things to do when we're waiting, when God seems silent, is to try to make God move. Again, if you read through the pages of Scripture, we see how that works out. Abraham and Sarah promised a child. God seems to be taking too long, and so Abraham and Hagar make a child, Ishmael, which has formed the nation of Islam, which we have had troubles with ever since that day. The nation of Israel cried out for a king, God saying, I'm supposed to be your king. And they got Saul, and that didn't go so well. Right, it was meant to be David. The disciples, Judas betrays Jesus, and the disciples hurry up and they elect Matthias, whom you never hear about again in the pages of Scripture, because it was always supposed to be Paul. Don't take matters into your own hands. Trust God. And when it seems like it's taking too long, trust God again. Because our God, his timing is different, but his will is perfect. So let us pray. Again, gracious God, we are thankful for your promises that are new every day. God, we are thankful that even in the midst of silence, you are at work. And we pray, God, for each other that in the midst of silence, in the midst of waiting, Lord, that we would continue to turn to you, that we would continue to sing, great is your faithfulness, because you are a faithful God. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, everybody. Look forward to seeing you next week.